So I've got another cat story because I know you'll miss them so much when I'm gone on maternity leave. Well, this week Ethan started to treat our cats every evening to a shared can of wet food. Very kind of him. But I have a quick aside with this because this story is motivated in part because somebody wrote on the board out there that their cats come to the Shania Twain song, "I Feel Like a Woman," when it's treat time. And I'd really like to know who that is. So if it's you, let me know, because genius. Ours aren't quite there yet, but we're workshopping songs and taking suggestions for treat time. Now, knowing that there's the potential for treat has caused a little problem in our house. The cats have started taking turns speaking up for each other for treat time. The other day, Maisel was out in the kitchen mid-afternoon, way too early, long before dinner, and she was just staring us down, meowing, singing the song of her people, standing up for the rights of our other cats, and making sure that treat time was not missed that day. And don't worry, we did honor it later in the day. But she was an advocate, you might say, for the other cats. And today I want to talk about what the Holy Spirit is and how it can function a little bit in our lives. The gospel in these farewell speeches from Jesus from the book of John, Jesus is getting the disciples ready for when he won't be with them anymore, for when they're going to continue on without him. And he names that the Holy Spirit, the advocate, will be there for them when he is gone. And the stories from Acts, Paul knows that same Spirit as well. In the Gospels, though, the Holy Spirit, the word that is actually there is the Greek word paraclete. And now, paraclete, it's not a simple or straightforward Greek word. It's really got a lot of different meanings, and it's quite nuanced. Most often, we know it as advocate. And we know that an advocate is someone who speaks up on behalf of another. But it can also be for us a helper, a reminder, a teacher, a comforter, sometimes even a defense attorney. So in other words, paraclete can mean a lot of different things for different times and different places. But today I want us to think about it as that advocate and what that kind of means. In my understanding, an advocate kind of often recognizes something that you really need, but maybe don't have the courage or the strength to ask for. Or maybe you don't even realize you need it when it's necessary. And I also think that advocates are essential most in times when we might not want to admit that something is wrong, or that the path we're on needs to change. We need to take a different kind of necessary step forward. And as Lutherans, I will say that speaking about the Holy Spirit might seem a little foreign to us. We don't normally dabble in that area. But I wonder how often you think about it. Or if I asked you right now to name how the Holy Spirit is at work in your life, would you be able to answer? I'm not going to make you answer. But I do want you to think about it. I wish that I could say that listening to the Holy Spirit and being attuned to it was as simple and easy as Paul receiving a wonderful vision in a trance of a man pleading for him to come to Macedonia. Maybe you have had those visions, but I have not, so we can all be alongside that. But even in reality for Paul, it's not quite as easy as those verses from Acts make it seem. See, right before Paul's vision, he and his pal Timothy try to go to all sorts of different places, Asia, Bithynia, etc., and they're turned away. Turned away by what the author calls the Spirit. The Spirit tells them, no, don't go there. It's not time, for reasons unknown. I'm sure it certainly seemed to him like doors were shut, plans were rearranged. It may have seemed like their advocate keeps telling them things that they don't really want to hear. I think if we were going to name anything that we thought the Holy Spirit did, we would say the Holy Spirit leads us through open doors. But after considering all the no's that Paul got even before he and Timothy go to Macedonia and eventually Philippi, I wonder, do we ever consider that the Spirit might also close doors? And can a closed door be just as holy as an open one? Now, since we're on the topic of talking about those closed doors and the no's and the twists and turns of life, I want to offer just a little clarification. I want to name what the Holy Spirit is not, because it's not just there to trip you up. It's not causing illness to someone you love or poverty or misery. It's not just this stumbling block. And it's certainly not there so that you can just say everything happens for a reason, nor is the Holy Spirit a puppet master in your life. Rather, I think if we listen and have an open mind, we might be able to see God at work in moments where things don't necessarily happen according to our own plans. It's clear from Paul and Timothy's journeys that the Holy Spirit works to guide them down the right path, but their idea of the right path isn't always the Spirit's idea of the right path. And I think that's true. When I think back to my own life and where the Spirit has possibly led me, I think back to seminary. I remember thinking I was very much meant to do a pastoral internship in Minnesota. It was going to be perfect. I ended up in Texas. It was very different, but honestly, maybe even better. I remember thinking I would surely get my first call in Illinois. Here I am in Michigan. But honestly, also like such a God moment to be here, a path that I would have never considered. I remember a long-term relationship that I thought was it, the end-all, be-all, ended, and I felt so disappointed because the future I had planned was not going to happen anymore. And those were things in the moment that felt so acute and so hard and difficult. But when I look at them now, I see God at work in all of them. Hindsight makes a big difference in seeing the ways that the Holy Spirit and God can be at work. It's easier to look in the rearview mirror for sure. We might not always be like Paul, who seems to recognize the Holy Spirit right away. It might take some time. But I wonder if the more we listen, the more often when we hit those moments where it feels like the path is diverging, we can say, I wonder what God has in store for us. Back when I was dating here, when I was looking for a partner, Pastor Bree, one of my spiritual guides, would tell me when the person and I broke up, it's just freeing you up for the right person. And I wonder if that interpretation of the Spirit could affect our faith differently. If we can consider this as another way we can find the Spirit at work in our lives. All those instances I saw as closed doors, they were really just doing what Pastor Bree had said. They were opening up different doors, leading me to different places, to where I am now, where I feel God's presence so much every day. So I want you to consider that, to consider how the Holy Spirit may be closing doors in order to open new ones. How the Holy Spirit might be advocating for something that maybe you don't know that you need, but that you do. You see, when the doors close for Paul and Timothy, they end up going to a different place, going to Macedonia, where they share the word of God with these women and they meet Lydia. Lydia is kind of known in the book of Acts as a wealthy woman who has her own business with purple cloth, which was very expensive. There's no man mentioned here, but she seems to have her own household. And she becomes a really important leader in the church. She offers hospitality and leads the church in Philippi. She's essential to their mission and to their ministry in this place, and is a really wonderful example to all of us coming after her, including women who desire to be in leadership. And I wonder, without those first closed doors, would Paul have met Lydia? Would they have just convened at the right time in the right place, setting in motion things to come way down the line so that we even get to hear her story now, 2,000 years later? I bet Paul didn't know what was in store, but the Holy Spirit did. So I want you to take some time to ask those questions. Where is the Spirit at work, even if it seems like a closed door? If you feel like you're on the wrong path, give it some time. Listen for God through situations and people. If you feel like a door is closed, maybe it's making room for something else. And remember always that the Spirit works to open and close doors to advocate for new things for you as the voice of God in our lives. Amen.